Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We go now to the northern edge of the Great Northern Beef Belt and bid good morning to owner John Fisher at Stockman's Livestock Exchange, Dickinson, North Dakota. And as is our tradition, John, on the HBR, what is your favorite cut of steak and how do you take it, sir?
I'm a ribeye kind of guy, medium rare, and like to have a little sauteed mushrooms on top of it.
Nice. Any steak sauce on that or straight up?
No steak sauce.
Hardcore John Wayne type of thing. I like it. John, welcome aboard to the Hot Barn Report. You are indeed a hot barn, selling close to 160,000, 170,000 head a year up there. Tell us about the history of your sale barn at Stockman's.
So Stockman's Livestock, it started back in 1937 with previous owner Larry Schnell. His grandfather started it. Started out as Schnell's Dickinson Livestock.
Okay.
Remained that for quite a few years. 1977, some other partners came in. The Erickson's family came in and they changed the name to Stockman's Livestock.
Okay.
And that's kind of how it stayed since.
How many partners do you have, or are you sole owner?
I have two great partners. We just bought in 2002 from longtime owners Larry Schnell and James Erickson. My partners are Austin Henderson and Daniel O'Donnell.
All right, shout out to them. Now, John, how big of an area, and I know that's big country up there, how big of an area do you draw from?
Oh, I'd say we draw from about half the state of North Dakota, where most of it is the western half of North Dakota. Pull a lot of cattle out of the north side, and then we do pull a good amount of cattle from eastern Montana.
Now, how important is Cattle USA, and what percentage of buyers would you say are on CattleUSA.com?
So we're kind of new to Cattle USA. Since we took over, we started using that platform. We've had great success with it, with our bigger sales and stuff. We've sold many loads of cattle on there. I'd say on the busy time of year, percentage-wise, I wouldn't be able to really tell you, but I mean,
right,
it's a couple loads a week.
Now, how does one, if an interested buyer or maybe a consigner wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way, John?
Register on Cattle USA. You can click on there to bid, then contact us, or we'll contact you.
Now, what do you think of these cattle prices, John? I mean, obviously at all-time highs. Where do you see them going from here?
Oh, I still think we got quite a few good years of this. From what I've seen, the herd rebuilding has not started. Heifer retention in our area is very minimal. Heifer prices just to go to feed are phenomenal. People are taking advantage of that and not retaining heifers back.
John Fisher, I know you're on the road today up there in God's country, and welcome aboard to America's Hot Barn Report. Glad to have you.
Oh, we really appreciate it.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.